Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. When Jesus and his disciples arrived in Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village, putting spittle on his eyes. He laid his hands on the man and said, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and the man saw clearly. His sight was restored and he could see everything distinctly. Then Jesus sent him home. He said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. Throughout the Gospel, most of Jesus' miracles are instantaneous. It was showing that it was coming from his power. One of the things that we look for example, in miracles today that are cause for canonization is instantaneity. So that there wouldn't be any other possible explanation. You put this holy card in the tumor disappears. You say this prayer, bye-bye. It's another sign. Today, Jesus works a miracle progressively. Why? Because most of his miracles subsequently are progressive. And the Lord always works miracles to help somebody grow in faith. And when he works a miracle progressively, it forces us to remain faithful. So that's what happens when he takes this blind man outside of Bethsaida, spits on his finger, suffers the indignity of having his eyelids wiped with Jesus' spittle. It seems from human standards it requires greater faith. And then this man sees something. Men looking like trees and walking, and then is able at that second instance to see everything clearly and distinctly. The Lord wants us to be able to persevere as he brings about our gradual healing, but we need to trust in him. Tomorrow, we're going to have the gospel of Jesus is asking, "Who do you say that I am?" The real fulcrum of the Gospel of St. Mark. We know that the disciples' vision was cured gradually. They didn't really see who he was. Now Peter, tomorrow, will just say, "You are the Christ, the Messiah." St. Matthew's version, "You are the Son of God." But even so, even making those confessions, they didn't realize who the Messiah was going to be. How he is the fulfillment of the suffering servant song, that he wasn't going to boot the Romans but be killed by them, but that was going to be the confirmation. They didn't see who he was or yet who they were in his plans. They were still looking at two worldly lenses. Their vision hadn't been purified. And similarly, the Lord constantly wants to heal us so that we see things as they really are. Sometimes we may be able to see something at some level of spiritual depth, but the Lord wants to take us much deeper so that we're able to see, for example, things right side up, like crosses being caresses, and real struggles of faith being blessings that can help us to open ourselves up to what God wants to give. Today, in the first reading from St. James, he talks about how our vision first is healed, and then he moves on to the other aspects of our life. How is our vision healed? He says one of the greatest means by which God brings about that miracle of giving us eyes to see is through his word. St. James compares the word of God to a mirror. in which we see who we really are, and that the task of the Christian is not to forget what we see in that mirror. For example, in the responsorial psalm today, we see who we're supposed to be, one who walks blamelessly, who does justice, who ponders the truth in his heart, who slanders not with his tongue, doesn't harm his fellow man or take up a reproach against his neighbor, who lends not his money at usury, who accepts no bribe against innocent people. We get a glimpse of who we're called to be. The Word of God as a whole shows us who we are. During these Sundays, we've been pondering the Sermon on the Mount, which is what Jesus shows us in terms of how to become true children of the Heavenly Father, which we'll be hearing this upcoming Sunday. The Word of God purifies our vision, and we should never forget that it's a miracle that we have that gift. Second thing we hear today, St. James wants us to ponder how the Lord seeks to heal our hearing and our speech. He says, "Know this, my dear brothers and sisters, everyone should be quick to hear, slow to speak." Many of us are quick to speak, slow to hear. Why are the adjectives with those verbs so important? When we're quick to hear, it means we recognize how much we have to learn. When we're quick to speak, we want to be fundamentally the teachers, not the students. It's a position of arrogance. And it can deeply impact our relationship with the Lord. Because if we're quick to speak and slow to hear in the world, we will likewise be garrulous before God and semi-deaf. We won't even go to the Lord as his students looking to learn. The Lord wants to heal those capacities so that we are, of course, very, very prompt, not just at listening to what he says, but becoming a doer of what he says. Slow to speak, because we want that contemplative heart that really digests, that literally meditates or ruminates on the Word of God within, so that it begins to take on our own flesh, and our first proclamation is becoming living commentaries of the Word we've ingested. Today, the Holy Spirit moves Sister Juliana and I in exactly the same way. Normally, I come and I'll celebrate whatever votive mass we have. But today, as we're getting closer to Lent, I was going to change it, no matter what she chose, to the votive mass of St. Joseph. But I didn't have to, because the Holy Spirit was moving her in the same direction. Why is St. Joseph so important today? If there was anyone who was slow to speak, it is he. Because he was constantly, of course, listening to the Lord. Very, very quick, but progressive at the same time. Like we see it when at first he was slow to grasp what was really happening when Mary came back from the visitation, very pregnant. But God progressively led him through the dream, not to be afraid to take her as his wife. And the more he listened to the Lord and began to be the doer of that word, the more he began to see. Likewise with the subsequent dreams of how he would need to become the protector of Jesus and Mary. And he did, giving up everything in service of that mission. He is a great model of a listener and a doer. And we turn to him to protect us from the way the evil one wants us not to be a good listener at all, and to be someone who speaks more than he listens even to God. Today at this Mass, Jesus puts up the mirror of his word so that we might see who, with his grace, we will truly become. He's the one who wants to continue the progressive healing he has begun in our life so that we might become more and more like him. Today, he's not going to put saliva on our eyelids, but he himself is going to place himself on our saliva so that from within he will bring to completion the great healing work he has begun.